Monday, December 11th, 2017. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. Happy Monday to you. Oh, it's another Monday, people. I know, we are just 2 weeks away from Christmas. You still have some shopping to do, don't you? Because you didn't quite finish up this weekend. Like, you just couldn't find that perfect present for that one person on your list. I know how it is, believe me. I know how that is. Rest assured that this next weekend, you will be able to find exactly what you need, won't you? You'd think, sure, there'll be even less items on the shelves. And yes, there'll probably be a lot more people out shopping. But I'm sure you'll find exactly what you need to finish off that holiday wish list. And you know, that sort of sarcasm is exactly the kind of thing that you can expect to get here right at the Daily Dose. Yeah, next weekend might not be any easier. I wish that it would be. I know I've got a little bit to do myself, but might not be any better next weekend. Hey, if you want to contact the show, if you want to let us know how we're doing, if you want to let us know some of the things that we should be talking about, you've got a suggestion, maybe you need some advice, you've got some sort of feedback for the show, we'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or head over to Facebook or Twitter and find us over there. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. We would love to hear from you. Hey, we've got a lot to get to today. A number of stories out in the sports world this Monday morning. Major League Baseball has seen some significant movement lately, and we're starting to see some things maybe get just a little bit out of balance over in Major League Baseball. Want to touch on a few of those things here in just a few minutes. You know, the number one team in college basketball went down over the weekend. And to be completely honest, I'm not too concerned about that. We saw a classic game on Saturday. I really, really, I hope you didn't miss it. Want to talk about a classic game that I watched on Saturday at least. And if you ever wanted proof that anything can happen in the NFL on any given Sunday, yeah, we saw that yesterday, didn't we? Let's jump into all of those stories right after this. Okay, let's jump in. The New York Yankees agreed to deal with the Miami Marlins to acquire Giancarlo Stanton for infielder Starlin Castro and prospects Jorge Guzman and Jose Devers. You know, he's only 28 years old. Stanton is due $295 million over the next 10 years. And the Yankees are going to be on the hook for $265 million of that total. Now, why in the world would the Marlins agree to do this deal? Well, mostly because Marlins CEO Derek Jeter is still a Yankee at heart, right? Like, we can sit here and pretend all we want, but for him to do the Yankees a little bit of a favor, not that crazy of a thought, is it? You know, teaming Stanton up with Aaron Judge, hey, I'll just say it now, the Bronx Bombers are back, kids. Here is a statistic that I want you to think about, Daily Dose listener. Last season, the Boston Red Sox hit 168 home runs. Pretty good, right? Not bad. The Atlanta Braves hit 165 home runs. Again, pretty solid. The Pittsburgh Pirates hit 151 home runs as a team. And the San Francisco Giants hit 128 home runs. Hey, we saw last year, the ball was flying out of the park, right? Here's one more stat for you. Last season, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton hit 111 home runs combined, just those two guys alone. I totally realize, this is just on paper. Games aren't played on paper. There's been a number of teams, you look on the paper and you say, oh, based on this player and this player and this player, they should be loaded. They should be great. Got to see how chemistry works. We got to see if people stay healthy. We got to see what this means to the other players on the team. We'll see if this group can produce at this high of a level. But if they do, look out, because pitchers are going to have their hands full when they see the New York Yankees. That is a load to face in the lineup. Some other news over the weekend in Major League Baseball, as the Los Angeles Angels were somehow able to sign Japanese two-way sensation Shohei Ohtani over six other teams that were at least in the consideration. It sounded like the Mariners were trying to get him, the Padres, the Dodgers could have really used him, the Giants, the Rangers, and the Cubs, all kind of in the bidding war for Ohtani. Now, does he make the Los Angeles Angels a favorite? No, I don't think he does. They just don't have enough firepower. Not quite yet. Does he maybe make them a playoff contender, though? Yeah, because they were right there last year. Like, they were really getting close last year. Paired up with Mike Trout, who is, overall, the best player in baseball? Yeah, he gives them some punch. He throws a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And he has shown some pretty solid off-speed stuff. Plus, he's pretty good with the bat. They say they're going to use him as both a pitcher and a designated hitter. You know, he was a very good pitcher and hitter in the Japanese leagues. We'll see how he adjusts to the American game. We'll see how that translates. I'll tell you one thing that I'll promise you, you can expect to see from Ohtani. Wait until you see the media coverage that he gets from overseas. Because we remember some of the players that have come. Remember when Ichiro came over here and the media coverage that he got just from those overseas media guys? I mean, he's going to be getting covered like crazy. There are going to be crowds following him around all over. You know, when you think about Major League Baseball right now, last season, we saw the Houston Astros win the World Series. Pretty impressive. We saw the Cleveland Indians win 22 games in a row. Also, pretty impressive. Yes, they didn't get done in postseason, but Indians looked very, very good. They're definitely a contender. Now, the Yankees beef up their lineup in a huge way. There's some serious firepower there. And the Angels are suddenly interesting. It's like the National League does still exist, right? I mean, what is going on in the National League? Everything's happening in the American right now. I mean, think about the National League right now. What are you excited about?
And the Dodgers are still there, right? Cubs. The Cubs a couple years ago were pretty good. I don't know.
Not a whole lot going on in the National League. Right now, all the excitement, everything going on in the American League, it's going to be pretty fun, actually, as we get into the season in Major League Baseball. That should be starting, I don't know, in like 2 or 3 minutes, I think. Hey, not sure if you watched any college basketball on Saturday, but the number one Duke Blue Devils went down to Boston College 89-84. Oh, stop that. We don't need applause just because Duke. I know there's a lot of Duke haters out there. You don't need to applaud that. The number one team, they're pretty good. I've watched Duke a couple times now. They're pretty solid. And there's really nothing to see here, honestly. This is what happens when you have the kind of young team that Duke has. And the Dukies are consistently, pretty much all the time, starting four freshmen. And see, when you're starting kids that are that young, yes, they're talented. And if you look at any of the kids that are starting, that is a very, very talented group. But you also see they don't always know how to answer the correct answers for the questions that are being served to them right now. Like, they don't always know how to answer the runs that opponents go on. They won't always shoot well on the road or execute against the zone because they haven't done it enough yet. They're too young. They haven't done it together, and they haven't done it enough just period in general yet. They're going to have some defensive lapses. They're going to allow opponents to shoot well from the field at times. We saw that on Saturday. Hey, Boston College shot the lights out. They played really, really well. I watched most of that game. They played really, really well, and they shot extremely well. Some of that is, we all know Duke has the bullseye on their back, right? Everybody is gunning for Duke. We all get that. Boston College shot the lights out. Now, some of that is Boston College saying, hey, today's the day. They're in our place. We're going to find a way. We're going to beat Duke. And some of that is Duke maybe not playing their best defense because they're still trying to figure things out. Those young players still don't quite know how to get a stop when they absolutely have to. These are all signs of a young team. Duke will still get better. By the time March Madness rolls around, if they stay healthy, these freshmen are no longer freshmen. They will basically be sophomores because they've gone through the grind of the season. Now, understand this. Mike Krzyzewski has a ton of talent. But what he has to do with this young team, and he knows it, he's done it so many times, is he has to change habits. It's not that you can change things for one day or change things for one game or one possession. You've got to change habit. It isn't that these kids have maybe terrible habits, but as a coach, changing habits can be one of the most challenging things you ever have to do because you have to change the way kids think and the way kids react. You have to get them to develop the habits that your system requires. And that just takes time. There's no shortcut. There's no, well, here's the quick fix for this. Mike Krzyzewski is just going to do this and all of a sudden everything's better. That's not how it works. It takes constant repetition every day in practice, every day in drills, every day in practice, every day in drills. And it's not just practice because then you have to get that repetition in games and then it starts to become habits, especially defensively. Especially defensively. I'm not trying to pick on the AAU world. Me and Coach McKinstry have talked about this a couple times on the podcast. I'm not picking on AAU, but a lot of times they don't have the time to teach solid, fundamental defensive skills that it takes. And it's really tough to demand it of kids that honestly, if you demand too much of them, they'll just leave anyways. They'll, hey, I'll go play for another coach. And so to get these good defensive skills, to get these good defensive habits, Mike Krzyzewski will have to drill it again and again and again. And you're going to see sometimes things will go bad and things will blow up. And when they do, what do these kids revert to? Do they revert to their old AAU habits? I'm not going to really always sprint to help side. I'm not going to always sprint to recover, sprint to box out really, really hard, make sure that I'm making contact with my man, putting my butt on him and backing him out. Or do I do kind of the AAU thing and start sneaking out and, hey, maybe I could hit a three and win the game here for us. Yeah, that's not how it works. Not a big boy basketball. That's not how this works. And so it's just going to take some time for Mike Krzyzewski to drill these habits into these young kids. Not just in practice. Those are sometimes controlled circumstances. In games when they have to do it again and again and again. Duke, very, very talented. Still think they're the best team in the country. They're going to have some off nights because they're young. Hey, Baker Mayfield won the Heisman Trophy on Saturday night, becoming the sixth Oklahoma player to win that award. Baker ran away with the award pretty easily. He got nearly 2,400 points in the voting. Second place went to Stanford running back Bryce Love. He had only 1,300 points. It's pretty impressive stuff for Baker Mayfield, who was originally, when you think back, originally just a walk-on at Texas Tech. You know, he was the first senior player to win the award since 2006 when Ohio State's Troy Smith won it. Think about that. For years, how many years was it that you only gave it to seniors? Now we've actually seen kind of a little dip here where we've seen nothing but underclassmen win it. More important than any of the stats that I just gave you, more important than all of that, Mayfield was the Daily Dose's pick to win the Heisman clear back in like August or something. Yes, now you can apply. Bring it now. I'm fine with that now. You know, we picked him to win it way back then. We have stayed the course with Baker Mayfield throughout the season, regardless of some of the silly stuff he may have gotten into. Baker Mayfield was our boy.
You're my boy, Blue!
Yes, a little bit cocky, talking some trash, but getting the job done at the end of the day. Hey, we like Baker's style. I kind of like that. Gets the job done in the end. Now, here is the one thing that I did notice on Saturday night. Saturday night at the Heisman ceremony, not a single crotch grab, not one single flag planted in the ground. I'll just say this. My boy Baker is growing up.
You're my boy, Blue! You're my boy.
Hey, I know that we told you last Friday to make sure you tuned in for the annual Army-Navy game. I really hope you did. I really do. Because if you did, you got to see the reason that Army-Navy football is so great. And I know I'm probably on this way too much. But it was a highly competitive, hard-hitting game played in actually a pretty decent snowstorm. So on top of all the good things we see in those kids and how hard they fight, you had a snowstorm on top of all that? Come on. Does football get any better than that? What more could you possibly ask for? Army won their first Commander-in-Chief's trophy since 1996. They came up with a very, very tough fourth quarter touchdown drive and then got a couple of key stops late that forced Navy kicker Bennett Mooring to try a 48-yard field goal with just 3 seconds left. I felt terrible for Mooring. The kick goes wide left. That's a tough, tough way to lose. Tough, tough way for a kicker kicking in a snowstorm. Biggest game. He had the distance. It just went a little bit wide. I felt bad for the kicker there. That's a tough position to be in. And it shouldn't have been that long of a kick. I realize that there aren't many, if any, NFL players, for the most part, playing in the Army-Navy game. But you know, some of that is what makes this game so great. These guys are playing, many of them, in the last games of their playing careers. We saw hard hits. We saw very few mental mistakes. Although Navy did have a couple late that cost them and did make that kick a little bit longer than it should have been. There were zero turnovers. These two teams just beat like the living crap out of each other for 3 hours. And then after the game, they put their arms around each other and they sing the alma mater. As important as this game is, and believe me, they think about it for 364 days of the year. They also know once it's over, they've got far more important things to worry about. And at the end of the day, that is the essence of sports, right? Yes, we love competition. But more important, hopefully, we learn a few lessons that sports does teach along the way about life. And we're going to need those lessons for real life, aren't we? Or maybe we just get drunk and act like idiots for 3 hours because it helps us forget about real life for those same 3 hours. Either way, Army-Navy is everything about sports that we love. Hey, coming back, the NFL shows us that literally anything can happen on any given Sunday, and we saw a pretty impressive performance from a young guy on Saturday night. I want to make sure that we discuss that briefly. Just a quick reminder to make sure that you do any of that last-minute holiday shopping that you need to over at lootcrate.com/dailydose. Make sure that you pick up the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. December's Loot Crate theme is called Explore, and it's got items from Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, and Destiny. And if you go over to Loot Crate, they have so many more items. It's not just Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, and Destiny. They've got a million different franchises, pretty much anything you can think of. And the best part about ordering is when you check out, make sure you put Daily Dose in the coupon box, DALYDOSE, we will get you 10% off of that order. Hey, you can find some things for that person on your Christmas list that you're just like, I don't have any idea what to get them. LootCrate.com is going to hook you up and help you out. And the Daily Dose is going to get you a little bit of a break on the price. You know, on Fridays, we try to preview the weekend's best events to watch, as well as do our Daily Dose Top 5. And we mentioned a few different games and a few different events this last week on Friday's show. The Army-Navy game. We talked about that one. Not sure if you watched the Boston Celtics versus San Antonio Spurs game on Friday night. Very, very entertaining game there. We talked about some NFL games and previewed a few of those. The Kansas versus Arizona State game on Sunday morning. Another good game. We saw number 2 Kansas get knocked off. But you know, the one that I missed, and I apologize right now, I completely forgot, and this is my bad. This is on me. Junior lightweight Vasily Lomachenko had another fight on Saturday night. Not sure if you watched that fight. It was on ESPN. It actually wasn't on, you know, the pay channels. It was on ESPN. And man, Vasily Lomachenko is a really, really good young fighter. He fought Guillermo Rigondeaux, who was previously undefeated and a former 2-time Olympic champion like Lomachenko was. And Lomachenko made him look silly. I would imagine you can go find this fight on YouTube or anywhere else. Lomachenko is such a technically sound fighter. He has some of the best hand and body speed that I've seen in a long time. And I'm trying to think back to a fighter I could even compare the hand and speed to. Sugar Ray Leonard? I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen a kid like this. He is so technically sound. The way he defends himself, the way he attacks, he is such an accurate puncher. He pinpoints where he wants those punches to land. Rigondeaux finally had enough in what, the 7th or 8th round, I think it was, and he faked a hand injury so that he could quit the fight. Now, I say he faked a hand injury because if you watch the fight, between rounds, he's holding his right hand out to the doctor, and they're taking the tape off, and they're starting to take that glove off. And then after the fight, he said he sustained the injury to the left hand, and he was holding the left hand. He kind of switched. I don't know if he forgot. So kind of made me feel like maybe he faked the injury. But Vasily Lomachenko is so good. He made a previously undefeated fighter. He was 17-0 going into this fight. Got him to quit. Pretty impressive stuff from a good young fighter. Okay. Let's get to a little NFL, because as much as we think we have the NFL figured out every single week, on any given Sunday, even the biggest and the best experts can be surprised. Who would have thought that the Cincinnati Bengals, that just took the Pittsburgh Steelers to the brink, would not just get beat by the Chicago Bears, that, by the way, had just been beaten by the San Francisco 49ers at home, but would get blown out by those Bears? The Bengals gave up 500 yards to a Bears offense that is ranked dead last in offense. Everybody had that one down, right? Everybody took the Bears? No, just me? Okay. Okay, here's another one. Who had the Denver Broncos, a team that I had just ranked dead last in our Daily Dose power rankings, not based on their talent. They have talent. We talked about that. But based on their lack of passion and their always say die attitude, who expected them to shut out the New York Jets 23-0? Yes, I know. It's just the Jets. I'm not getting all excited about it. But one, the Jets were pushing for a playoff spot. And two, yes, it was just the Jets. It was also just the Giants and just the Dolphins and just the Raiders and just, you see what I'm saying? It hasn't really mattered who it's been against. Broncos came out and played them well. Do we see any of these things coming? No, we don't. Not really. Did anyone predict that the winless Cleveland Browns would jump out to a 21-7 lead on the Green Bay Packers on Sunday? And did anyone then see Brett Hundley, of all people, running off 20 straight points to keep the Brownies with exactly 0 wins? No, we didn't see this stuff coming, did we? The Arizona Cardinals upset the Tennessee Titans. And word out of Tennessee is that starting quarterback Marcus Mariota might have hurt that knee again. He claims he's fine. I'm starting to get really, really concerned about Marcus Mariota's future. He just doesn't seem to be able to stay healthy for any amount of time. And make no mistake, without Mariota, Tennessee is not just an average team, they are a below average team. And then, on Sunday afternoon, we saw some really, really good NFL games. There haven't been a lot of them. We better get excited when we can, because there haven't been a ton. We're starting to see more of them as the season progresses. But we saw some really, really good ones. The Carolina Panthers survived the Minnesota Vikings at home, escaped with an important win that all but clinches the NFC South for them. And then we got another unexpected turn for the NFL season as the Philadelphia Eagles managed to outscore the Los Angeles Rams 43-35 in a very entertaining game. But then it looks like starting quarterback Carson Wentz may be lost for the season with a torn ACL. We should find out the official results today. You know, it looked like the Eagles were the best team in the NFC, if not the NFL. And they'll still battle. It's not completely over with Nick Foles. Nick Foles can make some throws. He's not Carson Wentz. There's no way around that. Make no mistake, losing Wentz is just a killer for that team. I'm hoping today that we hear the news coming out that's a little better than maybe we're hearing right now. Because early this morning, it sounds like he might be done for the year. I'm hoping, I know this goes out early, that we are hearing some things that he might be able to come back still this season. The NFL has a hard enough time finding quality quarterback play. We certainly don't need to lose good young quarterbacks like Carson Wentz. Another thing we just That's the nature of the NFL. It's crazy. Last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers versus Baltimore Ravens game. Everything is going along kind of as planned. It's not real pretty. The Steelers are leading. The Ravens' offense looks pretty average. And then, all of a sudden, Baltimore scores on what? 5-6 straight drives in a row? In a game that we thought the defenses would dominate, the offenses ended up putting on a show. We got a good old-fashioned shootout last night. The Steelers managed to get the win, which helps them stay on top of the AFC, at least for now. We'll see what happens next week when the New England Patriots come calling. Just a crazy week in the NFL. We can't figure out what's going to happen next. And tonight, we have the New England Patriots going to the Miami Dolphins. Okay, so maybe we missed on a few games this weekend, right? We had a couple of surprises, couple of teams we didn't give any shot to at all, managed to go out and somehow get a win. But that's not going to happen tonight. The Patriots are rolling. After starting the season 2-2, they have now won 8 in a row. The Miami Dolphins, meanwhile, had lost 5 in a row until they played the Broncos last week, and of course the Broncos rolled over like a whipped dog. Plus, the Dolphins just can't beat the Patriots. Do you realize in their last 15 games, Miami has beaten the Patriots just 3 times? So we all know how this Monday night game is going to go, don't we? The Patriots are going to handle the Dolphins easily, right? Just like the Jets are going to beat the Broncos and the Bears are going to beat the Bengals. I mean, we already have all this figured out, don't we? That is the essence of professional football. We don't know what's going to happen next, and that is what makes it so great. Even in a bad year or a year that maybe is not as outstanding as others, as much as we think we can predict these games and that we know what's going to happen next, we truly don't. And if we did, we'd be going to Vegas every weekend, wouldn't we? And probably living in a much, much bigger house. Hey, we have a full week packed with more Daily Dose for you. Tomorrow on the Tuesday edition, we will be looking at all of the latest sports news and taking a look at that New England-Miami game. You know, we might have to talk about a few of the surprise teams over in the NBA so far, too. And will we ever finally get around to talking some NHL hockey? Probably not, honestly. I doubt it. Hey, if you haven't joined our Daily Dose group over on ESPN.com where we pick college football bowl games, what exactly is it that you're waiting for? It's free. Just go to the Capital One Bowl Mania link on the main page, click on Find Groups, search Daily Dose, join our group. Hey, you could win a trip to see next year's college football national championship, and there is a chance to win $1 million.
$1 million.
And more important than any of that stuff, you could get bragging rights right here on the Daily Dose, where we will be talking about some of the better picks. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Daily Dose on your Monday, and for all of you that share the show, it is truly appreciated. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a wonderful Monday, everybody.